Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Good morning. I hope that everyone is doing well this morning. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you and I just thank you for everything that you are doing in our lives. Give us the courage and the strength, the good courage, to continue to walk down the path of righteousness, Lord. We know you are with us and we know that you would never leave us. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go back. We're going to look at the book of Matthew. We've been talking about evidence and signs, and I know that a lot of people struggle with decision making. A lot of people procrastinate, and then a lot of people just become confused. I heard a woman speak the other day about the decay of delay. When you continue to delay, her name was June Hunt. And she was talking about delaying things that you need to do and people that procrastinate for various reasons. Well, sometimes people have a hard time making decisions because of the unforeseeable future. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know everything that it entails. Therefore, we delay the decision for fear. A lot of times it's because of fear. But let us go to Matthew. And we're going to look at Matthew 12, and we're going to start at verse 33. And we're going to look at concerning people. You have to be proactive about who is in your immediate circle, who you are going to receive advice from, and who you are going to just let into your private life. We are around many people all day long that we have to associate with concerning work and social events and things like that. And we want to do that for the glory of God so they may see our fruit and see us and glorify God and want to get to know God. But when it comes to decision making and critical things that you need to do in your life regarding relationships, whether or not you need to leave the state, you want to change a job, you have been asked to on a proposal to be married, you're dating someone, just critical things in your life, you want to make a decision, you need evidence, you need things to base those decisions on. So let's look at Matthew chapter 12. We're going to begin at verse 33. It says, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruit. Verse 34. O generation or offspring of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and a evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. So let's just stop there for a moment. When you are dealing with people, I find this as a female and have talked to many females along my journey in this life, and we struggle tremendously when it comes to male-female relationships because we don't base things solely off of the facts. We look at the signs, the possibilities, and the characteristics, and he seems nice and all of these things instead of just looking at the cold, hard facts and making decisions not based on our feelings but on the facts. The facts of about who we are and about what we desire for our lives based on our value system, our belief system, and going with that and be willing to deal with the consequences. And so it clearly says in verse 35 of Matthew 12, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. It's cut and dry. It is cut and dry. And that's how we should operate. It should be black and white. You are being approached by a relationship or things like that, then you want to make sure that you are conducting yourself with respect and you are searching for the facts. You want to know fact. You don't want to know potential and what they are thinking about doing and all that, and dream boarding out in the future. And you need to know what's going on right now, where they come from, where are the facts. And so that's talking about just practical knowledge that a good person has a good heart and good things come out of their mouth. And a person of evil internal character is going to do and speak evil things. It is that cut and dry. Let's read verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Every unemployed idea, spoken word, something that is not used. You have a lot of people speak a lot of futile things and they have no intention of ever doing them. And so Jesus is saying right here, that person is going to be judged for that. Making promises to the Lord you never intend on keeping. Saying futile things. Saying that you're a believer. I see a lot of people with signs on the streets. Homeless people saying, God bless. Bless you. And do they have a relationship with God? Because my Bible says, now I know that there's many circumstances, so hear me. I'm not saying every single one. But my Bible says that David says in Psalms, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. There are a lot of hardships that happen in our life, but how many of them are because of just our own doing? Yes, a lot of homeless people out there are dealing with psychological problems and mental illnesses, but I'm talking about able-bodied people that are sucking and gutting systems and the kindness of people. That's what I'm talking about. Saying things that you know are not true. Verse 37, for by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So whatever you say, you're either going to be justified or condemned by it. And so that's what I'm talking about people. You know people by their fruit. No matter what they just spout out, it has to be backed up with action. Evidence that this is true. And I talk about decision making because I know it is an area that I struggle. And I do know from experience, the longer you take to make a decision, the harder it is to make it, because you introduce a lot of idle ideas and thoughts that are not going to come to any value. And you're wasting a lot of time because you are not exercising the God-given right and courage and ability that God has given you to move out, to go and do. And I know it's difficult, but there, I want to leave you with a couple of things, and we'll continue on a thought, this thought on tomorrow. But when you get ready to make a decision, there's several things that you need to do. First of all, you need to pray. You need to continue in prayer. Second of all, you need to seek out wise, godly counsel. That's a must. The third thing is you need to count up the cost, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Count up the cost. You need to evaluate the decision you're going to make, the pros and cons. And fourth, you need to ask God for the courage to move about and go about your pursuit. You need courage. Amen. We're going to continue that thought tomorrow about evidence and about making decisions, because it is a vital thing in this life. And we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can in order to make the right decisions. But we also want to have the courage to move out and trust God enough to guide us. Amen. Have a blessed and wonderful day.